Hey there, hockey fans. Welcome to the Power Play Sisters podcast, where the world of hockey meets sisterhood.
Before we get started, a few housekeeping things. I looked up the pronunciation of Kale McCarr's name.
McCarr.
It is McCarr, not Maker. So you were right in the pronunciation.
Period. Yes. I know my little white man when I see it.
McCarr?
McCarr.
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 Okay.
What a weird week this has been.
I feel like since the season started, it's just been very weird.
It's been very strange. I'm a little uncomfortable. And I'm not, like, saying that to be dramatic. Maybe. I might be saying that to be dramatic. But, like, did you know that Matthew Tkachuk has been out the last four games?
No.
Yes.
I was kind of wondering why he wasn't at the Blue Jackets home opener. Because he had, like, put out that statement stating that he wasn't going to be there. And I'm like, that's weird. Aren't you on the team that's playing against the Blue Jackets in that game?
Yeah. It's apparently due to illness. I don't know what kind of illness, but, you know, there's that, like, crazy flu going around. So that might be what it is. So let's hope Matthew Tkachuk is okay to be a menace on the ice again.
It's okay. We still have Brady.
Megamind. Love
yes,
it.
Yes, Megamind.
Yeah. Yeah. So I do want to get into the home opener of the Blue Jackets, though.
Bro, that shit was emotional.
As hell.
It was so emotional, for me at least. Just, like, coming out and then, like, raising the banner, and, like, you could see that Monahan was, like, barely holding it together, and then his daughter, like, points up at the banner.
Pointing,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
No, when I saw that, I was like, ugh!
And all the players showed up to the rink with purple Gatorade and Skittles.
Because that was, like, his pre-game routine.
I know, it's so sad.
I think Monahan got the goal. No.
Yeah, he did, and he pointed up to Johnny's banner.
Yeah.
I think the other thing is, like, both teams were collectively, like, let it run to 13 seconds. So they, like, did the face-off. They left the, the left wing spot open,
and
because that's where Johnny would be, and then Bennett from the Panthers, like, pushed the puck over to the left wing spot.
And they had, like, a little, like, light on it, too.
Yeah. That shit killed me, okay?
I know, and then, like, him looking over, too, on that spot.
Mm-hmm.
No, that, like, broke my heart. Like, actually.
No, for real.
We need to stop talking about the Gaudreau brothers.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I get chills the Gaudreau, so bad.
Oh, my God, I know.
Like, talking about it, because, like,
I feel like at this point, because the Blue Jackets have finally had their home opener, it's something that, you know, we can move on from in a topic that we talk about on the pod, because, like, it's really emotional, and I'm not gonna lie, it is kind of a little awkward talking about it, but, I mean, it's such a big deal in the community.
Yeah.
That, like, you can't not talk about it.
It's heavy.
That's,
like, the better term for it. It's just heavy. And we don't like to do that over here. I mean, we do, but, like,
although we like to keep it light and airy.
Yes. Anyway, very beautiful. Love, you know, them for having their home opener, and the way that they did it. It was very respectful for both teams, too.
Yeah. The college team that he played on, the only banner with his name on it was the only one moving, apparently, during, like, one of the games.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. He went to Boston College, right? I believe the only banner that's raised with his name on it there from, like, when he played on the team in college.
Like, championship situation.
Yeah. Was, like, the only one waving. And I want to say it was waving when they had, like, scored a goal or, like, won a game or something.
I don't get spooked it easily, but, like, I'm not even spooked it about it, but, like, it's just, like,
emotional.
Yeah. Like, stuff like that, like, it...
That gets me.
It gets me, yeah. Oh, anyway, moving on.
Lighter topics.
So, I watched a couple games this past week.
Same. I did.
I watched one of the boring games I have watched in a long time. And that was the Dallas-Edmonton game.
I didn't watch that one.
I watched that one yesterday. I literally sat there waiting for the Panthers-Golden Knights game to come on, and I was watching it. We got two whole periods in. No goal, no nothing, just hanging out. Come to find out, Dallas, in the third period, I don't know what the hell happened. It was like 4-1. That was the final score. Dallas win it. But y'all went two whole periods when I was watching this, not doing a damn thing.
And then everything happens in the third period.
Yeah!
Where the fuck was that momentum, like, 40 minutes ago?
Literally. I was upset about that, first of all, because I was like, I wasted my time, my energy, and then as soon as I, like, click away, y'all want to do something. Dallas, good for you, but Edmonton, get the stick out of your ass!
Okay, but there was that one game where they finally got an overtime win.
Yeah, you did something. Congratulations. Where is the momentum during the whole 60 minutes?
The remainder of the games that you've played?
Correct.
I think that's the only game that Edmonton's won, too.
So far. But you know who hasn't won any?
The Avalanche.
The Predators.
Ooh, yes.
And that's very confusing to me.
I remember you saying, like, I'm excited.
I was excited. And now we're 5 games in, and you're literally 0-5-0. 0-5-0. That's what you're labeled as right now to me. What have y'all done to Jonathan Marchessault that he hasn't done a damn thing? He has a pocket spot, apparently. Don't know what the fuck that means. But... I mean, I know what a pocket spot is, first of all. But you're not using those players that you spent all your money on during draft season to the best of the ability. No? Like Stamkos, for example? Y'all literally pulled this man from Tampa Bay. Not doing anything. Marshy, not doing anything. You could have stayed in Vegas. You could have had a fun time over here. I'm so confused right now.
Damn, she's going off.
You're heavily stacked. And you're not doing anything. I don't even want to talk about the Avs. I'm more upset about Nashville.
Are you upset about Nashville because they acquired Marchessault, or...
No, I'm upset about Nashville
because you were excited and got hyped up about this.
I did.
Now they're pissing all over it.
Do y'all have a U2 tour schedule that needs to be canceled again?
Shout out to the docuseries.
Shout out. Like, what the hell? Did Forsberg shave his mustache? Is that where the bad luck is right now?
Nah, he's still got that thing. And that thing be thangin'.
I feel bad for his barber. Trying to...
I don't.
Curl that thing up every day.
What if his barber was the one that suggested it?
He might have been, actually.
Because, like, as someone that works behind the chair, I do suggest weird shit to my clients all the time.
And you're like, yeah, it'll look good. And it's his trademark now, so, like, good for him. But yeah. Anyway, why? Just why? I don't know how you can be this stacked and, like, not do anything.
You know, I was going to say at least they're not last in the league, but they are dead last in the league.
Do you understand where I'm coming from then?
Yeah, I mean, at least Avalanche are 30th in the league.
Yeah, not 32.
Yeah. The Ducks are doing a lot better than them. They're 21.
Wow. 21. You know, the Avs is interesting to me, too. Didn't they get one win? They have one, right?
Do they?
Wasn't it like an overtime situation?
I thought so, yeah. Yeah, no, they just got that. They just got an overtime win the other night.
Yeah, so what's going on? All of these, like, good teams, quote, aren't doing anything. What are your thoughts?
Oh, yeah, they won against the Ducks. Yeah, that's right. In overtime. Which is kind of weird. Like, it's kind of weird that that's the first game that they've won this season, and it was against Anaheim. Which I feel like the last couple years, at least since Trevor Zegras has been on the team, the Ducks have been kind of lackluster.
Yeah, what does Trevor Zegras do?
I mean, he's just kind of like the Jack Hughes of the team. He's the pretty boy, but he's really not that pretty, in my opinion.
He's really not.
And what he's dating one of the D'Amelios.
I think that says a
lot. I think so. And I feel like that just kind of says a lot.
True. I mean, I understand, like, he got into this because, like, he loves the sport.
Yeah, but he's literally doing nothing.
I mean, at least, like, the Hughes brothers, you know, like...
Yeah.
They're doing the thing.
Yeah.
Zegras is considered one of the pretty boys of the NHL.
Yeah, he ain't done shit.
And he hasn't done anything. I don't even know when he's out there.
I don't either.
Like... Literally, we were watching a game the other night, and you were like, is Zegras even playing? And I was like...
Yeah, he was actually on the ice as I said that.
Yeah. And I was like, girl, I don't know. And then I had to run through the lineup real quick, and I was like, oh, there he is. Yeah. He's right there.
Yeah. He's just not memorable to me, not gonna lie.
Well, I'm glad that the Ducks are doing better. Maybe it's because of, like, their new...
Yeah.
They brought back the old logo. Maybe they feel more confident in themselves because, you know, when you look pretty, you perform pretty.
Yeah.
Maybe that's, like, the situation.
Maybe the new logo was cursed, so they're like, we gotta go back to the OG one.
Honestly, that's very fair.
Yeah, I can see that.
It was like a sphere or something.
It was a D, but okay.
It didn't look like that.
It was like a D with feathers or something like that.
Stupid.
Yeah, it was pretty dumb.
So dumb.
On the opposite end of teams not winning a goddamn game this entire season so far.
Talking to you, Nashville.
Let's talk about the undefeated team so far.
The Winnipeg Jets.
Which is, I'm kind of not surprised.
I'm not either.
If you think about it. Because they typically perform pretty well. And I feel like that's one team that's pretty stacked with good players also.
Yes.
They
kind of like fly under the radar too. Like they're, yeah, they're like the silent killer, yeah, that you don't see coming.
Yeah, you gotta watch out for them for sure.
Yeah. And like their fan base is really dedicated. Like I've heard over the years that like Winnipeg games,
mm-hmm,
they're hard to get your hands on if it's like a home game.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the tickets are like season ticket holders and they don't want to give those up. Like they want to be there. They want to support their boys. Respect, 100%.
Totally. I honestly feel like if the Devils didn't play in the Global Series and win those two games against the Sabres, I feel like Winnipeg would be number one in the league right now.
I totally agree.
I mean, I'm here for it.
I'm here for it too.
I mean, I want a Canadian team to like do the damn thing.
Get the thing, yeah. Go all the way.
That's what I want.
But I think a lot of like Winnipeg's success comes from Hellebuck.
Yeah, he has like elite goaltending for sure. Like, I feel like when you talk about goalies, his name is kind of like up there. It's, uh-huh, it's usually like one of the first ones thrown out when it comes to goaltending. At least like with the goalies that we have in the league that are active right now,
yeah,
his name is usually like at the very top of that list.
Like I would put, like me personally, like top three: Bobrovsky, Hellebuck, maybe Skinner, but he's kind of iffy and on my shit list at the moment. I would even honorable mention, we'll put Skinner. Okay,
yeah, because I mean when he's on,
right. But we can then go into, like, Igor Shesterkin on the Rangers.
True.
That's my top three.
Yeah.
For goalies. I don't know how your mindset is with that, but, like, that's mine.
I'd probably stack it up like that, too. Bob from the Panthers, Hellebuck from the Jets, and then, I mean, it's a tie, honestly, between Ottinger, Skinner, or even Dackard.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, again, when Seattle is on, they're on. And same goes for goaltending. Like, when Dackard is, like, in the net and, like, focused, like, they're fucking on.
Yeah, that's how I feel about Ottinger.
Same thing with Ottinger, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, when he's on, he's on. When he's not, he's not.
Yeah.
But, like, elite goaltending, Hellebuck and Bobrovsky for sure are, like, in the top for, like, me, too.
Currently, yeah.
Yeah, for me, also. You know who isn't in the top for me?
Who?
Aiden Hill.
Oh, man. He got his man chops out. He got his mustache out. And he's fucking it up.
Me and this man. Okay. Aiden Hill. What the fuck? Like, okay. I will ride or die for that man. Okay. We all know how I feel about Aiden Hill. Love him. When he's a fucking hill, he's a mountain. Okay?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So I need him to be a goddamn mountain and stop letting these pucks in. But at the same time, we can't blame Hill completely. Okay. Like, the Golden Knights defense needs to get their fucking shit together.
Mm-hmm. You're white knuckling right now. And that's a fucking hill she'll die on. Do you hear me?
Like, you can't always blame the goalie for a team losing a game. Because no. It's a team for a reason.
Yes.
Okay?
You can't always blame the goalie. But I just want to give props to a goalie. Because when Vegas played the Panthers, yesterday on Saturday. Samsonov.
Oh, they had Samsonov.
Yeah.
I didn't watch the game.
When Vegas played the Panthers on Saturday, they had Samsonov in the net. He had 49 shots on goal thrown to him, and he only let 4 goals in, including the OT winner. Like, you cannot blame him. I don't blame him at all, because Vegas only had 29 shots on goal towards Bob, and Bob let 3 of those 29 in. I feel, again, it is a team sport, but props to Samsonov for doing that. And maybe, like, that's what Vegas is seeing, too, where, like, oh, let's give the young cat a shot, because Hill isn't performing the way he should be. You know what I mean?
Hill's also young, though.
I know he's young. Like, I'm not saying he's old, because a lot of these players, a lot of these new players are young.
Yeah.
But I feel like, I don't know what's going on with Hill. Maybe his head isn't right. Maybe, like, he's going through, like, a midlife crisis. Like I said, he got his man chops and his mustache out. And you know when men start doing that, they're going through, like, a crisis situation.
It could also be because Samsonov is from Russia, and them Russians are built different.
Yeah. No.
Built different.
Very.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so they're only, like, a year apart in age.
Really?
Yeah. Samsonov is 27. Hill is 28.
Samsonov looks like a baby, though.
I know. He's got a baby face. I really feel like for Vegas, Samsonov was a really good acquisition.
Mm-hmm. I do agree.
Like, really good. You know who on Vegas is also kind of underperforming that we spent a lot of fucking money on? Hurdle.
Turtle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why the fuck we got him.
Yeah, literally the captain of the Sharks was like, I don't know why you would spend money on this old dude.
A lot of people have said that.
Yeah.
Because it genuinely does not make any sense.
But I will say, though, that Vegas has the highest number of different players scoring goals.
Yeah. So we're very diverse in that sense.
That's good. Number one. But you want to know who is performing? Brett Howden.
Oh.
My man. He's performing.
My man.
Going back to Winnipeg. Really quick. They are stacked. They also have Mark Scheifele on there, who's currently leading the team in points, and we're what, only 4 or 5 games in? Like, he's currently leading the team. I think that's awesome. Like, you're already so far in and you're leading the team.
Yeah, out of all the players, he's got like 7 points this season so far.
And I know he just scored that, like, game winner, too, recently.
Wasn't it, like, an OT game winner
that
he scored?
Mm-hmm. I guess I need to keep my eyeballs on Winnipeg.
I've been keeping my eyeballs on Winnipeg.
True. Winnipeg is, like, one of those teams where, like, it could really go either way.
Yeah.
And I always get nervous when I see, like, oh, man, Winnipeg's coming. Like, are they going to be on? Are they going to be off? Like, what are they going to do? But I also was thinking about Calgary the other day, because, like, they were doing pretty good. You know, they were getting up there.
Yeah, they're still pretty far up there.
And then they lost, which they were one of the few undefeateds, and then they lost, but that's okay. But no, I was thinking about Calgary, because remember when we went to drag brunch, and there was Dallas from Calgary there? And at the time was when, like, the wildfires were happening.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was like, oh my god, Calgary Flames.
I just think about how you went up to him, drunk as hell, and you said, so you're from Calgary, eh?
The mimosas be hitting different, okay?
Yeah.
They really do. I don't know what to tell you.
That's all I think about. But okay, so Calgary's actually leading the Pacific Division. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're leading. And Winnipeg is leading the Central.
Well, I would hope so, because, you know, they're one of the last few. Like, I know the Devils are, like, top in the league right now. But they've also played more games. So, like, the point system is, like, a little different. You know what? I do agree with you, though. I'm coming to terms with the
whole thinking that NHL is rigged?
No, not that. I've already come to terms with that.
Oh.
I was talking about Utah.
Okay.
I was talking about Utah.
Right? Mm-hmm. It just feels really weird, right? Mm-hmm. Like, anytime there's a Utah game on, I'm just like, oh, yeah. It's not Arizona, though, so I don't care.
Well, I was watching the Utah game against the Bruins. Like, I started it. And I was like, all right, they're playing against the Bruins. Swayman's in net. Like, let's see how this is going to go. And then it went into OT. And guess who wins?
Utah.
Against the Bruins.
I'm telling you, Utah is literally just Arizona rebranded.
Right. But
how suspicious, right?
Very. But it's very weird to me that, like, they're doing so well. Like, I'm happy that they're doing well. Like, don't get me wrong. But it's really weird.
I'm not gonna lie. It doesn't feel authentic.
No. It feels fake.
Like, at least the other teams and the other games that I've watched feel authentic. This one just does not feel authentic to me at all.
No.
I only ever watch a Utah game if they're playing against another team that I'm, like, rooting for.
Well, that's why I turned it on, because, like, it was on a Saturday night, and it was, like, 7 o'clock, and I was like, all right, let me try it. And then I was like, this is boring. I'm bored.
I feel like a lot of the games have been boring.
Yes.
This week, like, they were pretty boring.
Well, no, that's why, like, I had mentioned, like, that was the most boring game ever, and then all of a sudden, it, like, just popped off, dude.
Yeah, in the last, right, period.
As soon as, like, I jam out of there, it was like, oh, 5 goals in one period. Like, what? Lucille.
Like, where was this earlier?
No, literally, when I was taking the time, sitting down and actually watching it.
Sometimes you just gotta walk away.
Yeah, I did.
Did you watch the Seattle game where they won and Joey Daggard said that he got the zoomies?
No.
He said he got the zoomies, and so he, like, you can see it on film after they win the game. He, like, he's, like, rushing up to, like, you know, the dog pile and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And then he, like, goes and jumps but slips or something like that.
Oh, my God. Yeah. No, I haven't watched any Seattle game.
I haven't either.
And I probably should because, you know, they have Stevenson over there. They have Marner now.
Oh, yeah.
No, not Marner.
Montour. I forgot that Montour got traded to them.
That was a very strange trade for me. I thought they would have kept him because, like, he was a key player for Florida.
For sure.
So, I don't know. But, you know, there's stuff going on behind the scenes that we don't always know about. But, no, I should probably watch a Seattle game. Especially if he's going to get the zoomies. Like, I want to see that.
Dude's just funny. Him and Grubar, they're just so funny. They, for whatever reason, like, they remind me of, like, Ullmark and Swayman. I don't know why. I miss the goalie hugs.
I do too.
Like, I wish we were still getting the goalie hugs. Those were so, like, so pure. Wholesome and cute and whatnot.
I know.
I wonder if Swayman's gonna go up to Ottawa. Because remember, he used to dress up as Santa for Ullmark's kids.
Oh.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
I wonder if he's gonna do that.
I would hope so.
How cute would that be, though?
Very.
Did you see the new... New and improved Boston Bruins jerseys.
I have not. Did you see them?
Bro, they look the fucking same. They look the exact same as they have the last, like, 20 plus years. There's nothing different. The yellow might be a little bit brighter. That's it.
Well, they could have done that without saying anything.
Agreed.
Because, you know, teams do that all the time where they just, like, improve a slightly, like, color on it.
Yeah.
And then...
Yeah.
Like, that's just it.
New and improved. It's literally a spoked bee with the same black, white, and yellow colors. Just slightly brighter yellow.
I don't understand. Capitalism.
Not for real. I think it's a Fanatics thing. Because remember, like, Fanatics took over the... Whatchamacallit?
The jerseys.
Yeah, they took over everything. Fanatics sucks.
Yeah, it's really weird seeing, like, the logo on the back of all the jerseys now. Like,
yeah.
It looks like an F, but it also looks like a flag situation. Like, it's really weird seeing it. Like, I like the Adidas ones better. That might be, like, a hot take.
No, I do too. I feel like the Adidas ones were a lot better quality.
Yeah, because, like, I feel like when they did, like, the Western Classic.
The what?
The Winter Classic.
Oh, okay.
I did say Western.
Yeah, I was like, what?
No, when they did, like, the Winter Classic.
You're talking about Western Conference, right?
No, and they did, like, the Winter Classics. Like, they felt cheap.
But, they did.
You still want...
I couldn't justify spending that much money on a jersey. No. I would have gotten a jersey, but the quality of it just did not feel like it was worth the price, honestly. Yeah.
So I'm glad the ones that, like, we have in our possession are good
quality. But I feel like any ones that we get moving forward are going to be, like, trash. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess they rip easier, too.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I'm not on the ice fighting, so.
I haven't seen any big old brawls where jerseys getting ripped and shit, so I don't know.
I don't really think, I mean, there's been a few brawls, but nothing, like, that big.
Yeah. It's been, like, carfuffles, we'll call it.
Carfuffle. A little hair pulling here and there.
Oh, no. Did you see that one of the Canadian players, Jacky, I think is how you pronounce his name? Jacky?
No, Jacky.
His pre-game fit going into playing the Toronto Maple Leafs had the term fuck you all over it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it looked like stripes, but it was literally just like, F you, F you, F you, F you, F you.
He literally had it custom made.
I love that.
He had it custom made, pinstripe style, with fuck you all over it. It's probably because I think during preseason he had gotten like 25 penalty minutes in one game or something like that for fighting.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Against the Leafs?
I think so. He had hurt a player really, really bad. And so because of that, he ended up getting a really big penalty because of it.
Probably like game ejection too.
So he got 25 minutes worth of penalties, 2 10-minute penalties, and 1 5-minute major. He was fined $3,000 for unsportsmanlike conduct on a check to Cedric Parr.
Oh my god. Honestly?
No, it was bad.
No, like,
it was a bad check. I don't know if you saw it, but it was bad. I feel like, honestly, not being suspended or something and just being fined $3,000 for that type of conduct is not enough.
Yeah, but you know, like, when players get suspended, they, like, have a whole bunch of controversy from the league as to, like, oh, they got suspended for that but not this. Like,
yeah,
it's, like, a whole thing. So I think the league is trying to, like, tiptoe around it type probably situation. But no, I didn't know if you saw that, because I was like, that's the level of petty I aspire to be.
No, for real.
But if he was genuinely in the wrong and, like, that's how he's acting about it, that's fucked. In my opinion.
I mean, he's kind of like a goon.
Custom-made suit.
Custom.
Custom.
Man paid somebody and designed it. Like, paid somebody to make that. Same. I would do the same thing.
That's where his $3,000 went.
Well, he had to pay the NHL the $3,000.
Right, but no, he's like, okay, they only made me pay $3,000. Let me pay, like, $5,000 for this suit.
I wonder how many times he's going to wear it.
I do, too. Like, is it going to be every time?
Every time he plays the Leafs?
That'd be funny. That would be funny. So, I don't know. We'll keep an eye on that. We'll see what happens with that.
Speaking of the Leafs, though, mm-hmm.
The amulet.
So,
what do you mean, amulet? Hold on.
Okay, so, like, conspiracy theories, XYZ, yada yada, Russell Brand.
Hate him.
Really?
Hate Russell Brand.
I mean, he's kind of a freak, and, like, not in a good way, too, and I don't know, the things that he did to Katy Perry was kind of, like, fucked.
Absolutely, and that's why we hate him.
Yeah. Anyways, so he was selling this, like, amulet that's supposedly, like, a all-powerful amulet type of thing. John Tavares starts kind of, like, selling his own amulet, in a way, and says that it blocks Wi-Fi, and it helps him heal from injuries faster.
And
he's, like, selling them. It's either him or Russell Brand that are selling them for, like, $250, something like that. But, like, it kind of reminds me of, like, when the whole Shungite thing was happening. Do you remember? You remember Shungite?
Yeah.
Okay, so, like, I don't know. You don't know much about streamers, but, like, Dr. Disrespect would, like, he's this, like, gaming guy who had a ton of controversy against him and whatnot. And before he got really, really, really weird with the controversies and stuff, he was coming out and saying that, like, we need to protect ourselves from 5G because 5G is gonna, like, kill us or something like that. And so he then started promoting Shungite because it quote unquote blocks the 5G cell reception tower things, whatever.
Oh my god.
So I guess John Tavares is doing the same thing, but it's with an amulet.
I feel like John Tavares is secretly like a crystals girly. You like, you know, your crystals heal you.
But the wrong kind of crystal girly.
Correct. Yeah. That's what I'm hearing. And I'm also hearing from the whole Shungite situation is that scene from Keeping Up with the Kardashians where Kourtney Kardashian is like, it's not about radiation, it's about living or something like that. And Khloé is like, you're gonna die anyway. Good, die with a good Snapchat going through.
Khloé's such a mood. I can't stand the Kardashians, but like,
it's not about Wi-Fi, it's about radiation.
But here's the thing though, even if we didn't have cell phone radiation, we would still have radiation of some kind. Because there are minerals and elements in the world that we deal with that have some sort of radiation that comes off of them. So it's like, regardless, you're gonna get some sort of radiation exposure.
There's literally like nuclear plants all over the world.
Well, like, you get radiation from the sun, too. Like,
and with our UV layer dying.
Right.
Right. So,
anyways, moving on from that, because I could go on about the environment.
I know, you nerd.
Yeah. But it's just, I don't know, it's just kind of funny. I saw this meme where it was Tavares, and I want to say his wife, and Austin Matthews were like in a picture together, and somebody had said, how many chains is Austin Matthews wearing? And they had made a joke that said like, enough so that he can't wear the magic amulet that Tavares would probably make him wear.
Oh my god. Okay, I get it. You know, people believe in like what they want to believe in.
I do in a way kind of believe that a crystal could repel radiation.
Right.
Because there are certain elements within that crystal that could, you know, like absorb or repel it. I can believe that wholeheartedly as someone that studied mineralogy. However, healing an injury faster?
No way.
I don't believe that.
That there's no science behind that.
None. And if like in mineralogy when I studied it, a lot of times when you're researching these crystals and stuff, you look them up and they're like, there has been no science behind proving the metaphysical effects that people claim that these things have. Mm-hmm. It's like a placebo effect. You know what I mean? It's like taking a sugar pill. Like, you think it's helping, but it's really not doing anything. It's all, like, in your brain. Like, it's all up there.
That's what I said. I think he's a crystal girly, but the wrong kind, obviously. Oh.
I wonder what his wife thinks.
What if she put him on it?
I'm not gonna lie. A lot of times, like, because I follow a lot of the wives and girlfriends of a lot of the different players, and sometimes the things that they post, I'm like, damn, you really are crazy. Because some of them have, like, crazy viewpoints. And it just, like, obviously everyone is allowed to believe what they believe and wholeheartedly respect what you believe. But some things are really weird.
And you can just keep it to yourself.
Yeah, like, especially with having such a big platform like these people have. Because they have thousands upon thousands of followers. Like, some things can just be kept to yourself.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm not gonna lie, like, following Emily Carlson and Haley Palve, I like following both of them as, you know, wives of hockey players because they show enough of their own personal beliefs, but at the same time, they keep a lot to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of, like, viewpoints that would be seen as controversial. And because they both are influencers and have been for years now, I think it's a good thing that they keep a lot of that stuff to themselves and really just post the things that they need to post without getting weird about it.
And, like, I like all, like, the mommy stuff that they post, too. Like, I love that. And I think maybe it's because I'm a mom. So,
Probably. But I like seeing all the mommy stuff, too. Because it's like, I don't know, the kids are adorable.
They are.
Yeah.
Also, I want William Carlson to come back.
Yeah, he's still on injury. I don't know when he's supposed to be coming back. I don't know when Luke Hughes is supposed to be coming back. I don't know when Celebrini is. Like, I haven't really heard an update on any of them.
Well, William Carlson is supposed to be coming back soon, hopefully. That's, like, what they reported during the game on Saturday. So they're hoping that he's going to come back soon and get back in the line.
Good.
Yeah.
We could use him.
We could. But, I mean, I think maybe that's why, like, Bryson.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's why he's in, is because Carly's out.
I thought he was just already a part of the team.
Oh, well, I don't know. I was assuming.
I thought that they had, like, officially brought him up at the start of the season.
Hopefully.
I could be wrong.
I don't know.
I guess now that we're, what, almost a month in? Or, like, what, 3 weeks into the season?
Mm-hmm.
I guess we can finally start making predictions on, like, who's going to make it to playoffs. But at the same time, with how weird everything has felt the last 3 weeks, I don't really think you can really make a good
prediction. I'm not making a good prediction. In this moment, I am not. And I only say that because everybody is riddled with injuries.
Yeah. I feel like not everybody's at their full capacity, and that's probably why it's weird.
Correct.
Like, you have a lot of teams that should be further, like, higher up in the league that aren't. And then you have some that should be lower in the league that aren't.
Yeah, but I don't necessarily like to put that name, because, you know, weird things happen all the time in sports, and, like, it could really go anybody's way right now. Like, if we're talking, like, straight facts, like, the only one I feel confident enough in right now is Winnipeg. Like, Winnipeg could be a pick this go around. I can't say the same about the Canadians or Leaves, the Oilers. Like, I can't say anything about any of them.
Yeah.
Right now, in this moment, only approximately, like, 5, 6, 7 games in. So
I feel like I can confidently say, with how the Oilers have been playing, that they're not making it to playoffs.
Yeah. Unless they pick something up and they get that wild card slot. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but they're gonna be like Vegas, where they, like, have to fight just to even make it to the first round, mm-hmm. and then they're going to end up getting eliminated in the first round.
Right.
And at that point, it's kind of like, I don't know, I feel like pointless.
There's no way any predictions are being made from me at this moment. Because, like, my track record is pretty good, okay? I can usually pick who is going to playoffs in November.
I don't know. I truly, genuinely don't know. I feel like, obviously, with the Devils being in first place in the league, I feel like they're obviously going to be in the playoffs this year.
I would hope so. They really deserve it. Like,
Calgary also, because, and obviously the Jets. The Jets are obviously going to the playoffs too, because they've been kicking ass. Calgary's been kicking ass. Like,
I would prefer, and this is just what I would prefer, every single one of those Canadian teams to at least get in.
Yeah, and that'd be nice.
That would be nice. At least to get in, like, their foot in the door.
Mm-hmm.
That would be nice to see.
I think I would like to see, like, a Stanley Cup final be between two Canadian teams.
Yeah, because either way, Canada's getting it. Either way, they're going to get it. And either way, I would be happy and satisfied with that determination. But with the way things are looking right now, I can't say who's doing what at this moment, okay?
Yeah. I feel like our thoughts and opinions will also change too. Like, our enthusiasm will change once we go to our first game. I feel like our enthusiasm's gonna change.
Yeah, I think that's what we're missing. Because
typically by this point we've already been to our first game and we haven't yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it's gonna change once that happens. And then we might actually have a prediction at that point. Another big thing is, like, everybody wants to know who they think the first team to make a big trade is going to be. First big trade of the 24-25 season. I've seen a few people say that the Sharks would probably trade Celebrini.
Y'all just got him.
Yeah, but he's been on injury.
Yeah.
But he's been on injury.
But he can't really help that.
No.
You know? And plus, like, I feel like when people get that number one draft pick, they keep them as long as they can until they can't anymore.
Right. Has he even... I think he's only signed, like, an entry-level contract with them.
Possibly. That's usually, like, what they do. Like, I think all the draft picks just do the entry and then they figure it out from there. But I know, like, he was really excited to stay in California.
Mm-hmm.
So
I listened to a podcast with him. And he sounded really enthusiastic about where he's at.
Yeah.
Like, he knew he was going to go to the Sharks because, you know, they had called beforehand and said, hey, this is what we're doing. Mm-hmm. He was really excited to, like, join the team and stuff. So I feel like if San Jose were to trade him, I think it would be a big blow. But they also have Will Smith, who's been doing pretty well in Celebrini's absence, too.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know. This last draft run was weird. Like, my brain doesn't function during draft season.
Mine either.
Like, it really doesn't. And obviously, like, all these trades happened, and the teams are falling apart.
Yeah.
Like, I think Winnipeg is, like, holding down the fort, same, like, because they didn't have any major drastic changes happen to them.
Yeah, I feel like, if anything, Winnipeg mostly just focused on rehabbing and training.
Yeah.
And, like, fixing what issues they had in the previous season. Mm-hmm. That's honestly probably why they're doing so well right now. Same thing with the Devils, because the Devils didn't really do anything major either. Like, they traded Holtz and Samsonov, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. They traded those two, which were, like, pretty decent players for them.
Yeah.
And then they got Cotter, and they acquired somebody else. I don't remember. Please forgive me. But, I mean, they've been kicking ass, too.
Yeah.
Like, a little questionable sometimes. They, like, lost that one game that was kind of, like, how the fuck did you lose that? But they've been doing really well, too. So, and they haven't made any crazy drastic changes either. Yeah. And, you know, Cotter's doing really well with them, too. I mean, like we've said in the past, like, this is what happens when you get on a team that likes you.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Same thing with Washington and acquiring Thompson. And still, even still, on Washington, Thompson's not a starting goalie. He's also still a backup goalie. But in Washington, he's got a much better chance to shine than if you were here in Vegas still.
He's also posting a lot more on social media.
Yeah.
Like, I've noticed that since he's been in Washington.
Apparently, LT had requested the trade because his fiance predominantly does work in Washington. So it just kind of makes sense that he would go to Washington since she does most of her work there. I feel like she was only coming back. I mean, she's from Vegas, but I feel like she was only coming back to Vegas because of him.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
That's sweet.
Yeah. Okay, goalie goal.
Goalie goal?
Yeah, you didn't see the goalie goal?
I didn't see the goalie goal.
So, Marc-Andre Fleury did not get a goalie goal. However, he told the other goalie on the Avs, not the Avs, the Wild. He told the other goalie on the Wild that was in net that night that if he sees an opening, to take it.
Yeah.
And, like, I didn't watch the game, but the way that Fleury was cheering him on as he took the puck and he shot that shit into the empty net was the most pure and just cutest thing ever.
I love Fleury. He's such, like, a hype man, and he's such, like,
so funny.
He's a little prankster, too.
He is.
But I love him for it. I really do. I thought Bobrovsky was going to get an assist the other night, but he didn't.
I did, too.
I thought he was going to get it because, like, you know, he shot the puck from, like, their end, shot it down. But then it ping-ponged to the third person that finally got it. And I was like, oh, Bob. I'm sorry. But no, I thought, like, he was going to get it. But I love seeing goalie goals because those are, like, literal history. Like, there's only, like, a couple goalies that have actually done, like, a goalie goal.
Yeah.
And I remember last year, I don't know if it was Ullmark or Swayman that got it on the Bruins last season. But I remember I watched that clip of them making that goal, like, 12 times. At least. Because I was like, look at this! They did it!
How exciting, though. To, like, be a goalie and to, like, either get an assist or to, like, get a goal yourself, though. Like, I feel like as a goalie, that's a pretty big career achievement.
No, that is. Because, like, you know, you sit there, you have pucks flying at you all the time. Like, you never get the opportunity to, like, actually touch it other than, like, a redirect or helping out your player get it to put it in motion. But getting a goalie goal, like, I love that because a lot of people can't do that.
I know.
And it's amazing. I don't know. I bet he was like, oh my god, I did it! Yes! So, I want to talk about... So, I was just looking at the upcoming games that are happening. Tomorrow, on Monday, we only have one game. Okay?
There's the Leaves and the Lightning. Then we go into Tuesday, which is obviously Frozen Frenzy, where all 32 teams are playing.
Goddamn.
Yes. So we start as early as... The games start as early as 3 o'clock, and then they rotate every 15 to 30 minutes for a new game to be bestowed upon us. So the first game for that day is the Flyers versus Capitals, which I feel as though the Capitals might take it, but the Flyers are at home. So, me personally, I will be watching the Jets-Blues game, which starts at 5. Then I will be rolling into the... I'm not even going to watch the Predators-Bruins game. I'm not even going to watch it.
I'm not going to lie. I'm already sick of the Bruins.
Oh, really?
Yep. Already sick of them.
Why?
I don't... I just am. It's that point in the season.
You're already over it? Dude.
Of the Bruins, yeah.
Yeah. But no, so hockey starts at 3 o'clock on Tuesday and rolls out until 8 p.m. So, technically 11.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Technically 11 o'clock at night.
Damn. It looked like another stacked day on Thursday, too.
On Thursday?
Yeah.
Oof.
And Saturday. Oh, my God.
I feel bad when teams have to play back-to-back games.
I do, too.
I feel like there needs to be at least one day of rehabilitation before jumping right back in.
Agreed.
So, I don't like it when they do back-to-back games, because, like, okay, they're going to give it all in the first game, and then the second game, they're going to be like, I'm tired. Unless, like, I know they're just, like, adrenaline junkies, like, I get it, but, like, I would be exhausted, dude. Like, let's say for SNGs, you get out of the game at 10:30. Mm. Okay, game ends 10:30, right? Like, mm-hmm. That's about average. You go through, like, those interviews, and then you get situated. You'll get home by like probably 11:30, 12 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're gonna get up again early in the morning, probably like 6, maybe 7. Go to training.
Do it all over again.
Go to practice. Do it all over again. Like, I feel so bad when they have to do that back to back. But then, like, you also think about it, like, oh, there's also some situations where they're traveling on top of all of that.
Yeah.
So, oh my god. I don't know. I need my sleep.
I know, I can't function on, like, not enough sleep.
Or caffeine.
Yeah.
Maybe they have a lot of caffeine, but then, you know, like, caffeine be, like, messing up your tummy and, like, giving you cramps and stuff. Well, so then they can't do that.
I mean, if you look at half the shit that they eat, it's kind of questionable already.
The mustard packets?
Hmm?
Have you seen that?
Mm-mm.
When some of the players, like, sit on the bench.
Oh, you mean the smelling packets?
No, the mustard. I'm talking mustard packets.
Actual, like, Heinz yes. mustard?
Yes. They sit there. Some of the players sit there on the bench and eat mustard because of the electrolytes that's in it. It's going to help with the leg cramps. Have you not seen that?
No. Just drink a fucking electrolyte drink.
It's not the same. It doesn't hit quick enough.
Apparently. Jesus Christ.
Or some people that, like, drink pickle juice, too. I mean, some of the players.
Yeah.
I mean, I do that on a regular Tuesday.
Right.
But
maybe I'm a hockey player deep down.
Ooh.
Just kidding.
You would get obliterated. You would get ran over. No, but, like, yeah, there's that.
The mustard packets.
Mustard packets.
Maybe I should do that.
I don't think you should do that.
Before a Pilates class, just, you know, down a packet of Heinz yellow mustard.
Dude, I can't even have too much mustard on a hamburger without wanting to vomit.
No, seriously.
Mustard is, like, one of those where I'm like, ugh.
Same thing with ketchup. Too much ketchup and, like, it's ruined.
Yeah. The only thing that can be ruined is barbecue sauce.
Mm, that's debatable. True.
Oh, I thought the was debatable.
No, I agree.
Like, even ranch, too. It's like you drown that shit in ranch.
Yeah. Fucking mustard packets, though.
Mustard packets. I can't believe you haven't seen that.
No, I haven't. That's weird. I'm speechless.
About mustard packets?
About mustard packets.
That's how I felt about McDavid being scared about ketchup.
I still think that's so freaking funny.
I didn't know that.
Okay, speaking of John Tavares and the magic amulet, Lexi LaFleur Brown, she's the wife of an ex-hockey player, and she also wrote, like, a hockey romance book.
Oh, I know her.
Okay, yeah. So she had posted on Twitter, she said, which Leafs player is funny enough to show up to the team Halloween party dressed as a Wi-Fi signal?
Oh, also, I found out that there are only 4 players left in the league that do not wear a visor.
Really?
Yeah. Do you want to have a gander as to what players that is?
The old ones.
The old ones? One of them you hate.
Oh, fuck. Who do I hate? I feel like I hate a lot. It's Phil Kessel. But he doesn't even play anymore.
He doesn't even play anymore. He's on the Maple Leafs. And every time he's on the ice, you're just like, God, like, go away.
Oh my God, who? Wait, hold on, don't tell me. Give me another hint.
Oh, there's another one.
This is a fun game. Give me another hint.
Okay, there's also another one that's on Dallas.
Jamie Vinn.
Yes, that is correct. Ding, 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 ding. The next one is on the Nashville Predators. He's the alternate. He's one of the alternates.
Give me another hint. How many hints do I get per player?
I'm just trying to give you something.
I don't know too many other players on the Predators, not gonna lie.
Yeah. So it's O'Reilly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
On the Predators. Oh, really? O'Reilly?
O'Reilly! Anyways, I'm going back to the Maple Leafs character. You hate him. He used to play on Vegas. He's a fucking goon.
I hate him. Pacioretty. No.
No.
Kane.
No. He's on Edmonton.
Oh, yeah. I would say Nurse, but he's also on Edmonton. Hold on. He used to play on Vegas. It's Reeves.
Reeves, yes.
Oh, fuck, man. Why did that take me so long?
I don't know. And then Wild player. I don't know many of the Wild players either, so I'm cheating really quick, and I'm going to look him up as well, because I don't remember his name. Oh, yeah, there's no way you were going to get this. I wouldn't have gotten it either. But he's a D-man on the Wild, so Zach Bogosian?
I haven't heard of him.
But yeah, there's only 4 left that do not play with a visor in the league. I think that's wild to me. I feel like the visors protect a lot of people, and like the fact that they don't want to wear them, very interesting to me. I don't think it's that they don't want to. I think like they're stuck in their ways type situation.
Probably.
And they're like, I didn't start playing with one, like why would I now? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I feel like to them it's kind of like, you might as well just give them a full cage then, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Did you see the promo shot for the Kraken and Dallas game? And how whoever does the Kraken social media put the Predators logo instead of the Dallas Stars logo?
No.
On the promo for the game?
No.
What the hell?
Rookie fail. Like, you're literally... Yeah.
You have one job.
You have one job. Put the correct logo and support your team.
I mean, granted, the job is a little difficult, but, like, come on, man.
That's a clear... There's a clear difference between Dallas and Nashville. Also, I feel really bad for Sidney Crosby. I'm officially heartbroken for him.
Why?
What happened? You know, the Penguins ain't doing too great.
Yeah.
I'm sad for him.
I'm also kind of not surprised.
That's fair. I don't know. I just, like, I feel sad for him knowing that, like, this might be his last season. And, like, I would want him to get another cup before he finally goes out. But, you know, he got it once. So, I mean, like, we can't be too sad about it.
All right, you guys, that's all for this week's episode of the Power Play Sisters podcast. We greatly appreciate you guys tuning in each week as Marie and I get to talk about something that we genuinely love and are enthusiastic about. So if you guys could just give like a like, a follow, rating, anything wherever you listen. And don't forget to follow our Instagram page and our Twitter page, Power Play Sisters podcast. And don't forget to tune in next week where we're going to continue to discuss hockey.
Bye!